Blog Talk Radio.
Lock the rabbit hole.
Broadcasting live from the fog of Neptune comes a rascally rabbit, exploring the unknown, traveling the astrological landscape, visiting secret worlds, dispelling the English language. So put on your bunny ears and hop down the rabbit hole with your host, Mark Matheny.
That I'm awake. How was everyone this Friday morning? My co-host here, Iggy Garcia, and producer and mix master, music theme song, music putter tour. How's it going today, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am doing well. I am up and about.
Sounds
I am
good.
In the 3D somewhat today.
You have a nice glow to your head.
I used extra turtle wax this morning. And just let me reiterate, no turtles were harmed.
Are you like a crazy person?
I'm quite sure they will say so.
I am quite sure they will say so. So today, in just a couple minutes, after I'm done playing with my sample board, we will have a special guest on today, Casey Matronia, excellent reader, and she puts out a really great consciousness energy report, which I'm pretty sure I just butchered the exact title of. But she will be calling in just a couple minutes. Until then, we're just going to we're going to do
first bottom reporting.
Oh, sorry. Hello, Victoria. Good morning to you.
Lovely.
I was going to ask you how you were doing. So apparently, Victoria is doing lovely today. So also, she may have hit the bottle a little bit last night. So, you never know.
Do tell.
Yes. Okay, so I'm going to try and behave myself here. So, first thing, don't listen to me. I'm really not going to behave myself at
it's
all.
It's Friday, right?
Yes, at any time ever, if I tell you I'm going to behave myself, don't believe that I'm not going to behave myself at any time ever. So hey, I hear my ratings are really good in Langley, Virginia now.
Yeah, I heard they're up. Yeah.
One of my brilliant ideas was I was going to get some Mark the Rabbit Hole T-shirts and coffee mugs made up and send them to the FBI and CIA headquarters so they could, pass around some freebies since I'm sure they're becoming dedicated listeners here since I call out different members of the government every week. So, you got to love your fan base. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got it.
Even if it's a military base or government installation. So good morning, CIA and FBI and Homeland Security,
yes.
And anybody else that's from our government that's listening. Welcome. Welcome, my friends. Okay, so
hello.
Okay, so one of the first things we're going to do here is until we bring Casey on, there's really not been Well, we're gonna do some. I'm a sports astrology geek, so we're gonna do some sports astrology. Okay, first of all, Buckeye Nation, you can throw things at me, send me hate mail, whatever.
I'll throw something at you right now.
I know. Last week I said that the Buckeyes would not make the playoffs. I should have looked at my charts a little closer first. Last Monday we had a Jupiter station at 23 degrees of the sign of Leo. So again, Jupiter is the planet of luck and expansion. Anything that Jupiter touches, it expands. And when you have a planetary station, those energies are in effect for, it boosts those energies for a week beforehand and afterwards. So after the playoffs, for the four playoff teams for the initial bowl playoff series thing, which were picked by people who have nothing to do with football. Did I say that out loud? Oh my gosh. Oh my God. I'm going to have Condoleezza Rice mad at me. Oh man, I'll never sleep again. So anyways, Florida State, Oregon, Alabama, Ohio State were the final four. So I just had to, I happened to pull out, and TCU and Baylor were slighted there. So I just had to pull out the charts of those six teams just to see if there was anything interesting. So we had a Jupiter station at 23 degrees Leo. Looking at the charts for those four teams, Alabama has Mars at 22 degrees Leo. Oregon has Venus at 23 degrees Leo. Ohio State has Saturn at 27 degrees Leo. Florida State has Pluto at 25 degrees Leo.
So that means they're way out there.
So that means the Jupiter station affected them very heavily. They were the four selected. TCU and Baylor, the other two teams were in the running, had no planets that were exactly conjunct by this Jupiter station. And so you look, the four teams that got hit with the Jupiter station were noticed and put in, and the two others that were in contention that did not get hit by the Jupiter station were cast aside.
Interesting.
So, and just a quick note on the semifinals, which will be on January 1st, which is Oregon, Florida State, and Ohio State, Alabama. There was actually a Mars-Jupiter opposition on that day at roughly 22 degrees of Aquarius for Mars and 22 degrees Leo for Jupiter. So Mars opposite Jupiter is lots and lots of energy in power struggles. Both of those games will be very aggressive, probably very high scoring. With that, I haven't looked too much further into the charts of the teams other than the Leo placements, but I would give a slight edge astrologically to Oregon and Alabama in those two games. That's over a very cursory look. I will look additionally further as we get a little bit closer to that. Okay, I want to give a shout to the Columbus Blue Jackets, who looked completely dead 2 weeks ago. They have won five straight now as Officer Bob is laying down the smack in the goal.
Officer Bob.
So what has sparked their turnaround here is transiting Mars is actually now been aspecting, pulling out the chart for the Columbus Blue Jackets, has been aspecting their natal Neptune. In the midst of their injuries and problems, Mars was hitting the south node. South node brings up past karma or past things. So we saw them playing like they had in previous seasons, you know, inconsistent, not scoring, bad defense, lots and lots of injuries. As Mars has moved away from their south node and is now hitting their Neptune dreams, intuition, visualization, as Mars has been moving towards their Neptune, and their play has greatly turned around, and they're moved up 3 or 4 spots in the playoff rankings. And so you can expect their good play to continue through at least the December 25th, 26th area, as Mars will hit their moon and then their Uranus up through December 26th. And then I was going to touch on the Cleveland Cavaliers also.
Yeah, what's up with them?
Yeah, Cavaliers have turned it around. So just a little interesting note there. We the big three for the Cavs, Kevin Love is a Virgo. LeBron James is a Capricorn. And Kyrie Irving is a fish person, like myself, and like Casey Matronia, but also a Pisces. So it's kind of interesting. You got the Virgo Pisces opposition between Love and Irving, and then you got James with the stability, the leadership there. So the Cavs have some good transits in their chart. They were having some struggles there early with a new coach and lots of new players, but they've lost last night with LeBron sitting out, but they'd won 8 in a row before that. They have transiting Saturn. Has been hitting their Venus-Neptune conjunction in the chart for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And the transiting North Node is hitting their Sun. And soon will be hitting their Mercury-Uranus conjunction in their chart. Mercury's mental processes, Uranus excitement. And then it will be hitting their Pluto late next year. The North Node goes into Virgo. North Node will be hitting their Pluto and Mars next year. So we will we can expect continued good play out of the Cavaliers for the duration of the season. So like I said, our guest today is going to be Casey Matronia, and it looks like she's sitting on hold here. So I'm probably going to let her introduce herself and whatnot.
Oop. That must be her.
Hello.
Hello there. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. Thank you very much.
Okay. So, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do, and then I'm going to go over some of the bigger astrological energies out there right now, and then we'll get your opinion on what's going on. So pimp away.
Wonderful.
Okay, Casey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Thank you. My name's Casey Matronia. I'm a mystic and an aromatherapist. You're welcome to visit my website, which is www.universal-harmony.com. And you can learn all about awakening to your soul, readings, angels, chakras, Kabbalah, spirit cleansing, house cleansing, aromatherapy, a lot of networking on there, a lot of information for fun, and my wonderful friends here on the radio show.
Awesome. So you put out a really great, I believe you call it the Cosmos Report, is that correct?
Often I call it a Cosmos Check on Facebook, but yeah, it's okay. A Cosmos Report, yeah.
Okay, so Casey puts when things come up that she notices, she puts out a really awesome report to kind of help people with see what kind of energies are going on out there and how we can deal with them. Just real quickly here on the astrological level. We are really at a turning point for humanity right now. Everything is really intense. Saturn is at the last couple degrees of Scorpio, And on December 23rd, Saturn, which has been in Scorpio for 2.5 years, will enter the sign of Sagittarius, which is expansion. So there's critical degrees of each sign, and it's usually the first couple degrees and the last couple degrees. With the last few degrees of a planet being in a sign, you really get kind of the culmination of all that energy and everything. So all the big Saturnian lessons of the last 2.5 years, you know, a lot of it has to do with systems of control, systems of power, authority figures, feminine energy. All these things are really, really coming to a head right now. And we're really seeing kind of a wrap-up of the last 2.5 years of Saturn and Scorpio. At the same time, this coming Monday, the 15th, we are going to have if you want to know what's been going on for the last 2.5 years, we're in the middle of a series of 7 Uranus-Pluto squares. And again, Pluto is power structures. It's the ruler of Scorpio. Uranus is change, chaos, rebellion. It's the ruler of Aquarius. And on this coming Monday, we will have the 6th of 7 squares, exact squares, between these two planets. The 6 of 7 in the series, the last one being next March. So this is in the newspapers, this is the protests you see, the governments being overthrown, economic systems going in the toilet, rebellions, protests, that's where all this kind of stuff is playing out. And then on December 20th, the planet Uranus will make a station still in a square to Pluto, although just a few days past exact, it's still within like 1 degree, I believe, of the square. So that's going to be a very intense time period now up through the 23rd when Saturn enters Sagittarius. So we've kind of got 3 big things happening between now and December 23rd. And then kind of a bigger, a little bit longer term picture too, the planet Pluto, which is correlates with the soul and transformation, is square to the nodes. The nodes is destiny, future, that is the north node. The south node is past karma being worked out. So as Pluto is squaring the nodes, and that is exact in late January, I think everyone is feeling a calling or a shifting or being pulled towards some kind of destiny or releasing a lot of old karma. So this is, even if that's not hitting hard in your chart, mankind as a whole is feeling something as big as Pluto squaring the nodes, which is about one of the biggest transits, one of the most powerful that can happen. I think people are really feeling this and feeling the need to get lined up with where they need to be. So I'm going to shut up for a minute and let our guest talk and give her opinion on some of these things. And
That was awesome and very much in alignment with everything I see, only I don't know astrology like you do, so I don't realize that it's astrological. It can be measured so well and so factual, and the way you described it was perfect. I'm basically seeing the same thing, only I see it from different angles. But the feminine's coming in as Goddess Sophia with grace and compassion. Humanity's aligning. We're dropping a lot of the old-time, forever beliefs, you know, religion, government, all those things. There's too many revelations for us to fall back on that belief system. It just isn't working anymore. Humanity as a whole is evolving, coming into their, you know, spiritual gifts. Actually, we've always had them. They're just unwrapping the present, you know. And it's happening to everybody, you know, on different levels, depending on where they were, but it's happening to everybody. And government, illness, you know, all that kind of stuff is being exposed for what it is. They're still playing the same old game, but we're not falling for it. And there's always going to be some, but
right.
And then we're really just becoming so much wiser. And then the whole 3D, 5D shift that everyone's talking about since 2012 has really, like, a lot of people thought on 12-12-12 or 12-21-12 it would be super obvious. And it is to some and not to others, but it's a time such an illusion, and the process is still happening. And it's like a slide rule effect. Right now, we're not quite in the middle. We're, I don't know, three quarters through. And it's just major changes are happening. People are starting to freak out. There's a lot of contrast going on right now. You know, you can call it good and evil, but really it's just contrast between illusions and light, or, you know, enlightenment. And but it can be really scary because it can present itself as, you know, very much extreme dark and light. And here on, you know, Earth with everybody warring and ISIS and all that kind of stuff, and these diseases that come and go, that's part of the light and dark popping up. And but I'm sorry, but go ahead.
Wasn't that terrible when Ebola killed us all? Oh wait, it did.
The phantom Ebola that comes and goes.
Yes.
It's funny that you say about Ebola. You know, my mom was in the hospital the other day.
Uh-huh.
She had a fever, and she had a little bit of gout in her foot. They actually put her in quarantine for Ebola to check her.
Are you serious?
Yeah. She's out now. But that's just how panicked they are. They put her in isolation. It was crazy. We had to wear, like, hazmat suits to go visit her.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. I kid you not.
Oh,
wow.
This is just, like, Monday. I was like, are you kidding me?
Wow.
Is she sound better now?
She's fine. But it's just one of those weird... It's like...
Yeah.
Movie. But they do it to everybody now who has any slight fever or any slight, you know, complaint of this or that.
I know, because, you know, because no one's ever had a fever before Ebola happened.
Oh, yeah. Get the flu.
Sorry.
But you brought up some good points there about, you know, I think a lot of people tap into the, you know, the astrological energy is a... you know, we feel that energy just like we feel the solar flares. And so it's like, I think some people tap into it, just don't know that there's a language or a wording for it. And I thought it was interesting too what you said about that everything's going into more extremes. We're just coming out, we're out of it now, but through the first half of this year we had Saturn and Pluto into mutual, they're in mutual is not that difficult a word. Mutual reception, which means they are in the sign that the other one rules. And so what we were getting were more extremes, and all we were like the negative entities were doing even more crazy stuff and more harm, and the, you know, good people were doing even more good.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Government should be afraid of their people.
Yeah, so, and two, I want to touch on what you said about 2012 too. It's like there's a lot of people that we're like, how come nothing happened on 2012? And it's like, yeah, people are still kind of wanting like that Hollywood kind of rapturous one big event. And it's like, evolution is continual, and things are continually changing, and the dimensional shifts you mentioned, and it's like, as that, you know, things gradually change, there's not going to be one big event or one moment where everything flips. It's like a series of like upgrades to your computer, if you will. Now I'll shut up and let you finish what you're saying.
Oh, no, and time is such an illusion because it's just cycles and speeds of cycles, and it's not really dates on a linear, you know, ruler like we envision, you know, the calendar going, well, this date should have happened this way, because it's more vertical, and they're circles, they're spirals within spirals, and it's more like music, so it's like – Yeah, you can't look at it how we look at it. We got to use something other than our, you know, logical brain to figure that one out. But there's, yeah, we're all, I hate the word evolve because we're just remembering who we really are is what it is. And the time, the whole theory of time is dissolving so we can remember who we are. And I'm sorry, I forgot what you had mentioned right before that. That you wanted me to mention.
Oh, I was just kind of talking about some of the things you had mentioned, the tapping into the astrological energies and the 2012, how things are, you know, started progressing.
For the longest time, you could see, well, this is sort of symbolic, but I would see it as baby Gaia being born, and baby Gaia was the 5D Earth, and it was in its perfected state, yet it was still, you know, just being born, and it took a while to, you know, have its umbilical cord and things like that cut. And I keep seeing the same thing for a couple years now, so that's how long it's taking before the cord's actually cut. And the cord to baby Gaia, the umbilical cord, is how we're all traveling into the, you know, higher dimension. And, you know, we can call it a tunnel or wormhole or stargates or our, you know, soul core and our chakras and all that kind of stuff. But basically it's all the same thing, and it's we're traveling through the umbilical cord to be born into the, you know, new 5D. And we're all doing it. This backlash with the, you know, darkness, negative energies and that kind of thing is really us shedding off the illusions. And the illusions, some of it is our ego, and our egos are fighting back because they want to maintain control. That goes with the Illuminati and a bunch of that kind of stuff. But they want to maintain control, so they're trying to keep a hold, and we just got to ignore them. And, but that's what the whole, you know, drama is going on right now. But we really do have more power, and the power's not in the knowledge and the blood and the entitlement, but it's in, you know, our hearts. It's our birthright, you know, to be in with the divine oneness. So as long as we have, you know, love ruling everything that we do, we'll rise above, you know, the ego-based and the corrupt, because they're all about trying to control, which puts them in a negative polarity. And yay. And so, but actually everything's really good. The holidays and like after December 23rd seems to be like a rubber band cut, and we're a little bit freer. And things seem to be getting better. 2015, earth-wise and weather and things like that, is a little, wow, okay, it's kind of traumatic. But not across the board and not totally unfounded to our normal weather patterns. It's just we just need to have our little emergency kits, and the things seem to be rather extreme, but that happens on a cyclical basis, so it's not that uncommon. But I was seeing like Europe really need to, you know, protect their lungs and boil their water for like the first 3 months of next year. And around the Dakotas in the United States, they seem to be having some constructed weather patterns happening, and I'm still a little concerned about Mount Shasta. It's still a little unstable around there, and we don't want any super volcanoes, so, you know, trying to keep all that calm. And I'm not completely confident that we won't have any major power outages, especially from the New York over to like Michigan or Wisconsin. But other than that, you know, just enjoy your awakening heart and your soul expansion. And we really need to realize the control we have and, you know, manifest what we want in life, and also concentrate on now. Don't worry about every, you know, the future so much. Worry about right now. Well, not worry. Enjoy right now. And so you have no regrets, you know, later on that you wasted time or anything like that. Just enjoy every moment.
There are no coincidences, Delia. Only the illusion of coincidence.
There are no coincidences. Yeah, no, I totally agree with what you're saying. With the historically, when we look around with the Uranus station on December 20th, around the Uranus stations and the Pluto-Uranus squares, that's when we get the big, some kind of Earth events, some kind, natural disasters and things, because the vibrational energy is so kind of chaotic and shifting at those times. Then when you track back all the big earthquakes and things like that, they're usually very much clustered around the Uranus, Neptune, or Pluto stations. So I would agree that there will be some kind of event right around, I think you said around the 23rd, I have somewhere around the 20th. So I think we're both kind of seeing the same thing there. So, but I like what you said too about the, the main thing here is, we are, it's an illusion, it's a trick that we're in this position that we're in. We have given up our power and fed into lower dimensional thinkings and feelings. And even sometimes when we try to fight against corruption and stuff, we kind of feed into some of this negative energy by putting hate or anger or fear into it. Whereas the way to really bring down the lower dimensional control system is to stop feeding into it, which is kind of what I think you were saying on one level.
Yeah, it's very, they're very thick and dense, and all we need to do is literally rise above it. And as we're shifting energies, and we're in the slide rule right now where 3D seems to be moving to the, well, I see it as moving to the left, and the 5D seems to be moving to the right, and we're right in between. And if we rise above it, it's like a gaseous state or something. We kind of float into the 5D tunnel, and if we, are all dense and thick, then we sink down into the 3D slide. It's kind of like the ocean, where the sand goes into the tide and you feel like you're falling down if you're standing right there. We're kind of, humanity's consciousness is kind of right there, and you can either, get out of the water or go with the tide. And, we just need to, get our priorities straight, really.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. What you just said there is reminded me of kind of an analogy I use about the zodiac sign of Cancer, which is all about bridging the physical and the spiritual, because the animal symbol for English is my second language today, apparently. Maybe I should have studied harder at spelling class.
To the crap?
Yeah, so.
While the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
Yes, there is. Yes, so enunciation. That's something I should work on.
Enunciate.
Okay, so yeah, so the zodiac, I can't stop playing with the samples, sorry. the zodiac, I know I'm just a big dork. So the zodiac sign of Cancer is ruled by the crab, and the crab exists between the land and the water. And so it's kind of symbolic of us bridging the spiritual and the physical into our reality. Now, with the nodes currently, the north node currently in Libra, the south node in Aries, Uranus in Aries, and Pluto in Capricorn, those three signs, Aries, Capricorn, and Libra, along with Cancer, are the four cardinal signs, which are initiators. So we now have Uranus, Pluto, and the nodes forming a T-square, squaring up the sign of Cancer, which is on a more symbolic level is pushing us to merge our spiritual and physical realities. So as things keep shifting and moving, from the 3D to the 5D, we are constantly being and a square has lots of energy to it. So we're kind of being pushed energetically to transform our lives, and like you said, be one of the most important things to do is to be here now and be spiritual, but be in our bodies, because you know, if we're not transforming through our bodies, there would be no point to being here on the little blue marble. So I think the outer planets are showing that through this square to the sign of Cancer, that it's all about merging the physical and the spiritual right now.
Absolutely. And it's funny how you were talking, because I see the same things, only it's like a terminology thing. Like the planets that are square make this Enochian cube, and at the top of the Enochian cube is this Anta Carina, or some people think of it as the Nazi symbol, but really it's the bridge. It's kind of the spine in your neck from your back to your head. It bridges the spiritual and the body, you know. It's the bridge to the divine. But why you always get stuff on three different levels, sorry about that, physical, you know, cosmos, and, you know, spiritual. But it's all the same thing, and I think it's really cool that it's definitely happening. And we definitely have a lot more control than we realize, so we need to really be in our power and realize how much our thoughts and our words actually mean, and to act when we should act. Don't just sit around and, you know, watch injustice happen. I don't mean get into every, you know, fight on the street or anything like that, but just we can't sit back and ignore stuff anymore. We need to try and set things right, even if it's just at home. I don't think we should go out and get in a bunch of fights or anything like that, but we can't ignore stuff either. You know, we need to... just, you know, live our truth and walk our truth and walk what we say, you know, live our truth.
Yeah, I totally agree. Totally agree. Yeah, because it is. It's about, because I get into these kind of discussions a lot about. I think it's important now. One of the things I've been trying to focus on is I call out BS when I see it, and I call out stuff that is wrong. I've decided I'm no longer shutting my mouth, but it's like I call it out or dispel it or whatnot. You know, undo the spell that's being cast. But then I move on. I don't linger down in it, and because it's right, because you can very easily get trapped down in those things. And I think that's a lot of the events that happen. You know, the government and whatnot creates things or sets up situations like the, you know, Ferguson and Staten Island and those kind of things, where we should definitely not ignore those things, but also getting trapped down into the anger of it. It's kind of a tight wire walk sometimes, but it's like you have to call stuff out, but not get trapped down in the, you know, not get stuck down in the anger and stuff and whatnot.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of anthills out there, but it's just, we can't stand for it anymore, and not if we want to survive as a race, or, you know, and our children and our children's children. We want the world to not be, you know, a bunch of gangs setting each other on fire and cutting each other's heads off and stuff. It's like, although this earth and all that kind of stuff is actually dissolving rapidly, but we want as many people to enjoy the fruits of their labor and not get dissolved in the mess with, you know, all the dense energies.
Oh, but you mean... Are you saying we shouldn't be starting getting involved in a war on every single country on the face of the earth? Wait a minute.
Well, you know, it could be really kind of cool, and we might, you know, be able to do a lot of looting and stuff like that. But all in all, it's just not, you know, not that great. Yeah. Yeah.
Nazi.
So, ending up in, you know, just continuous wars, and, you know, trying to be the good guy everywhere, where we actually just overthrow one terrorist and install an even worse terrorist. That really does nothing in the big picture to, you know, kind of fix our situation. We're just installing a different terrorist. It's like taking a burnout. It's like taking a burnout light bulb out of the light socket and putting in a different burnout light bulb. Very productive.
Yeah.
Excellent use of time and money, I think.
What I've noticed with the government energies around the world is the shifting of power and who's respected and who's not, and you know, being from the United States and a military family and all that, you know, I used to be, U.S. flag or whatever. But what I'm seeing, and this is not personally biased, it's spiritually observed, is, I can't remember the guy's name. I think it's Putin, the guy out in Russia.
Russia? Yep.
God, I don't follow the politics
too much.
Fine. It's too much BS, but... he's actually, spiritually, he's about the most forthright right now, which is kind of a special thing to realize. But he's going to grow in power because he seems to be taking a stance against all the, government sheep. And I was really surprised to see that. So, yeah, there's definitely some shifts going around in the governmental world. And the sooner we can slide on over to 5D, the better, I think. But
I totally agree with your views on Putin there. I've seen a couple people suggest that maybe he was the reincarnation of one of the old Russian leaders. I forget. One of the 17th century guys, I think it was. So I screwed that up by forgetting the name also. So, but no, I totally agree. I mean, they tried to blame the whole, the Malaysian. In case anybody doesn't think I'm a Fruit Loop yet, let me just go ahead and dispel the myth. The plane that was shot down a few months or over the summer was actually the Malaysian Flight 370 that had disappeared in March. They had flown it somewhere else and brought it back out. Even private investigators there even confirmed that some of the bodies had been dead for quite a long time. And so we can get into a whole astrological dissertation thing on that. The astrological signatures are exact from when the Malaysian Flight 370 disappeared and when that plane in whatever July or whatnot was shot down. But yeah, Putin also came after they tried to blame Russia for that, which was nonsensical. Putin came out and threatened to release the evidence he has on 9/11 being an inside job. And then everyone in the United States government quickly shut their mouths after that.
Yeah, not surprising.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing I've been seeing with Putin, is now, I don't know, I also, now I'll talk about Fruit Loops, I'm getting out there, but I keep seeing a lot of alien interception over in that quadrant of the world, like ships overhead. Now this is energies I'm picking up, not really like photographs or anything, but like ships overhead, and then I'll get impressions of different aliens around the world. And for those people that think, oh my God, aliens, I don't know. It's kind of like there's no true Americans other than the Native Americans, probably. There's humans, God, you know, we're so like diverse, you know, and, we all have alien DNA is what I'm trying to say. But anyway, I see a lot of alien not interference. It's really just a correspondence over in that quadrant. There's some over by Alaska also, but and of course Brazil in that area. But the guys, you know, my dad being in the military and stuff, we were always, you know, taught that Russia, there's a big bad enemy, but I don't think so. And yep. And of course, I didn't used to believe in. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, yeah. Of course, they still try to put that, the Cold War stuff out when we were trying to demonize Russia for the shooting down that plane. they kept trying to bring up, you know, was there a new Cold War and everything? It's like, dude, that was like 30 years ago now, and it was, you know, shown to be nothing but, you know, the real purpose of governments is to create monsters. If there are no monsters that we need defended from, then they have to create them. So, you know, talking about the Russians and starting a Cold War again, that's like saying, oh, man, you guys should be afraid of Attila the Hun. You know, dude,
yeah.
That was so many vibrational shifts ago that...
And it's so obvious now, it's all diversion and money and control and let's get everybody, you know, I don't want people to worry. I want people to have the best life they can have and live every moment to the fullest and know that they're divinely protected and things like that. But I do also at the same time know that they are trying to call this planet down by a third of the population because there's too many people, and with less people, they'll have more control and more money and food and whatever to go around. And that call, you know, they want to do it with disease and war and that kind of thing. And so it's less obvious that it's, you know, an actual decision that's being made. And we're getting too wise for that, so they're going to have to come up with something, you know, big, bad, and ugly, and it's probably going to be a little bit of everything, a little harp, a little disease, a little war, you know, all that kind of stuff. But we just need to, you know, live our life to the fullest and take care of ourselves the best we can, grow our own stuff inside, outside, you know, have our own little pharmacy going on. And all that kind of stuff.
Can't
yeah.
help yourself. Can't you?
I have my finger on the button. sorry, I didn't mean to throw you off. I just, I'm like a little kid.
No, I'm enjoying that.
Yeah, so I totally agree with what you're saying. And I too, you talked about stuff up through kind of a lot of shifting and stuff up through the first 3 months of next year. Astrologically, next March is a really big, really, 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 really powerful big shift time. So not only is it the spring equinox, but there's an eclipse, and there is the last of the seven Uranus-Pluto stations wrapping that up, and then there's a couple. I mean, there was so. I was doing my 2015 astrological timetable for next year, and there is so much stuff happening right in the middle of March that it's crazy. So that's really after mid January, it should settle down just a little bit. But then as we get towards the middle of March, it's really, really going to be a lot happening.
It's kind of scary to think about, but it could all be, you know, some good stuff going on there too, right? Hopefully.
Oh, right. Right. If you're looking to overthrow things and to change things, there is a lot. You know, when you see that energy coming down the road, you can take that energy and, you know,
make big changes.
Right. If you see a barreling truck coming down the road out of control, I mean, you can go stand in front of it and get splat, you know, get smashed. Or if you have something that you need smashed, you throw it in front of the truck.
More tinfoil hat parties.
More tinfoil hat parties. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. So it's. Oh, goodness sakes. Yeah. There's definitely a lot shifting between now and then.
Are you like a crazy person?
I'm quite sure they will say so.
Yes, I'm quite sure they are now. I'm sure they make medications for people like me. I'm just not going to take them because they're FDA approved. So what else? I know, it's amazing someone gave me a radio show, isn't it? Kind of scary. Okay. a sideshow exhibit, I guess. So what else? We'll jump to you here for a second. What do you teach classes? Do you do like online readings, or what kind of personal services or direction does KC Matronia offer?
Well, I do classes sometimes. I don't have any schedule, you know, at the moment. I do online readings most of the time. That's pretty much like the bulk of what I do is online readings. I also do readings in my home. And, you know, last year I did like 2 expos a month, but 2015 I'll probably cut that to, you know, 1 every 2 months or something. But it sure was fun traveling about. I do teach classes whenever there's a lot of interest in something. And, you know, if a lot of people ask me, then I'll go ahead and do it. I give talks every now and then here and there, like Journeys of Wisdom and different places. Of course, I make and sell spiritual line of aromatherapy that can be custom made as well. As far as readings, you can just check on my website, and there's different types of readings. Like if you're concerned about your health or your future, deceased loved ones or your animals or your property, or just a soul reflection for your spiritual growth or chakras. You know, I can do any of that, and I would be very happy to do so. And that's pretty much what I got going on. And it's always expanding, so there you go.
Awesome. So actually Casey and I worked together for a while at – I'm gonna pimp you a little bit too. Because I know pimping ain't easy. We worked together for a store called Mystic Nirvana that I still teach some classes out of. And also we've done a lot of the same expos. I think I will be at the our friend Kelly Bowman's Gift of Light Expo in March. I will be there doing a talk on – I guess I'm pimping myself now, aren't I?
Oh, that's quite all right.
I'll be doing a talk on astrology, ascension, and solar flares, and connecting those all up. And is that one of the expos you're going to be doing?
Most likely, yes. And your talk sounds fabulous.
Awesome.
Nice topic.
I like it. It seems to merge together quite well. Kelly Bowman, one of our good friends here of all of us, does a great job putting on many of the expos around town. And also a very good rock and roll singer as well. Mm-hmm. And a very sweet person, is Casey. Anyways, Casey's really great reader. If you are interested in getting a reading from her, she really, really picks up on things. She's done a couple little quick mini readings for me at, you know, expos we've worked at together and things like that. So be sure and check her out at, I believe, the Gift of Light Expo is next March, right in the middle of all these energies, which should be great for something like that. There'll be lots of energy.
I think it'll be awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's also, so, you know, too, sometimes there's that difficult energy, but when you're at a, you know, a party or something like that, it's really
empowering.
Yeah, I can, you know, that energy can all be filtered into a really good thing as well too. So I think maybe we will take a short little break here and catch our breaths, and then we will come right back in a minute and pick up on some other topics.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
And we are back with KC Matronia as our awesome guest today. So when did you first start, when did you, here, this is going to be, here, let me, when did you have your spiritual awakening, Casey?
yeah, it was something else. It was really about a decade ago. I can't remember exactly when.
I want to know the day and time.
You know, for such a big, huge thing, you'd think I'd remember, but I don't. I just remember it was like September 19th or something. I think it was, I can't remember what year. It was like, I don't know, if, like 2004, maybe after that. It was funny because I liked astrology and I was into getting readings and things like that. And I had probably more than my share of, you know, strange happenings, but nothing like what's going on now. And the stuff that happened for my spiritual awakening was things I never knew anything about ever. And I never had divulged, you know, I never checked out. I never was aware of or any of that or even believed in. And but on this fateful day, everything changed, and it seemed like it took forever, but really I think it was about 15 minutes. I got this huge download, Kundalini awakening, whole thing, and I was kind of losing it, and I went to the computer to check out menopause and, you know, seizures and see what could possibly be wrong with me. And I didn't tell anyone for like 2 months. I was afraid to say a word. It was like I could see through everybody like they were jello, and I could see all their meridians and their chakras and their veins. And I was just like tripping out, and I kept thinking, oh my God, you know, I can't say a word. And I was like kind of giddy because it was like everything was so obvious, the molecules in the air, and you can move them with your finger. And it was really bizarre. It was like, and I felt like I was way up in the, you know, heavens, and my arms were, you know, a millennia long. And it was just really, really odd. It was like I was a, you know, a spirit moving my body like a marionette, you know. And but I kept getting more and more information every single day. And that went on for years, actually, but the first 40 days were the most intense. And then after the first 45 days, I learned how to shut off the weird visual and just see that when my eyes are shut and function a little more normal and stuff like that. But it was great, though, because my life up until then was kind of shaky, and after that it was just healthier and clearer, and it was, you know, and in many respects I was a lot smarter because I understood a lot of things and had a lot more compassion and things like that. So it was a wonderful thing. But the two things I noticed about humanity as a whole was that almost everybody's heart was messed up. Most people's heart was reverse polarity, and it had to do with their solar plexus, and most people's solar plexus were just totally messed up. They had either overinflated egos or underinflated egos, but their egos were messed up, and because of that, it couldn't progress up past their heart, and their heart was messed up, and with those two things, they could be the most successful people, the smartest, the most religious, and the most spiritual, well, not the most spiritual, but with those two chakras messed up, they weren't going to get anywhere. And they needed to know that they were all worthy and they were all infinitely loved. And with those two things, those two chakras turned on, there was nothing they couldn't do. But nobody felt worthy and nobody felt loved. And it was like, this is a mess. And it's simple. I mean, two simple things, and humanity could be changed. So, that's my story.
Yeah, I totally, with the chakra thing, I kind of look at it like, it's kind of like you have to, like if your filter for your dryer or your vacuum cleaner or something, if your filter gets jammed up, then it's not letting in this information. Because I know earlier you had said something about letting in all this knowledge that we already have, and I've been telling people similar things. It's like, you know, but there's not really that much there's not really a whole lot of stuff we need to learn. We kind of know everything we need to know. It's more about deconditioning ourselves and, like, you know, taking the mud off of our third eyes and opening up our chakras that are closed to kind of let that, you know, cleaning our filters to kind of let this information in that we already, you know, have known through various lifetimes and incarnations and whatnot.
It's very much like unwrapping a present. And how Spirit showed it to me, it was like the dance of the seven veils, and there was a veil over each of the major chakras, and we had to, you know, take it off to let the light shine through. And then our soul core looked like a tube of fiber optic cables, and we were going from, like, low speed to high speed. You know, we're getting a whole bunch more, you know, fiber optics in our case. And, you know, we've always been complete. We might be, you know, in disarray and kind of mangled up, but we have everything we need to be whole. It's just, we need to unwrap our present and our gift within. And it's, I don't know if you guys ever played that game, Pick Up Sticks, when you were little.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We kind of look like that. It's like you take a perfect map that's all beautiful and everything. You throw some pickup sticks on it, and each color would be, you know, a chakra energy. And excuse me, we need to pick up our pickup sticks and shove them back in our core, and then we can see our map clearly, you know. And it's really kind of simple, but, I mean, it's not because we attach judgment and emotions to all of it, but it visually, the way I see it, it's really simple. It's like, you know, no big deal. Of course, you know, I have the same issues as everyone else. I feel it all, and it's like, oh, my God, I can't move that. But, you know, it's really pretty simple.
Awesome. No, that's an answer. Good answer. So, okay, I'm not going to put you on the spot, but I'm going to ask your opinion here. So this is a question that I get all the time. In fact, I ask this question a lot, actually. So ascension. How long is this process going to take? What is this going to look like at the end? How long does it take? Does it ever stop?
Well, we never stop expanding and growing. I mean, ascension to get to the point where we're all envisioning, that's not that far off. But, like, once we're there, it's like then there's – it's like it's the never-ending ladder, you know?
Right.
Like, there's so many levels, and it's forever growing and changing. But what everybody's talking about, that kind of ascension, like, there's this divine blueprint, and basically what a human soul would look like is the Kabbalah, or not the Kabbalah, the Kabbalah, but also the Caduceus, you know, where the pole with the, you know, serpent things and then the wings and the crown.
Right.
And when we get our chakras aligned and we awaken, that's what we look like. We get our wings, our crowns, our, you know, crown chakra, but our crowns open. And actually, there's many, many people that are there right now, but humanity has to get there on all layers. And we're all vibrating to a different speed, or like a symphony. We got to get on the same page of the song. And so it could take a couple of years, but it's happening so quickly. The more people I see, I'm amazed at how far they've progressed. And because they're not progressing in order, people aren't aware. Like, people are expecting to be psychic. Oh, I don't see anything yet. Well, that might be the last thing that opens on them because they're not opening up in order. Ideally, we'd open up one chakra to the next, but some people might get a burst of, you know, they start writing songs or somebody else starts running marathons or, you know, something like that, or someone becomes a math genius or something. It's just like we're not opening up in order is all. But it looks to me, honestly, it looks like 2 years, but it's going to be kind of chaotic, though. There's going to be all this, it's going to be kind of extreme. Like, there'll be a lot of wonderful things happening and a lot of horrible things happening, and it's the sifting out of humanity in the debris. So the people that, like, there's going to be a lot of uprising and turmoil and stuff like that and anger. And so, you know, like little riots here and there and big wars. And
collapses.
Right. And the people that get kind of, they're not really left behind. They're doing their own work, you know. But I don't know percentage-wise, but there's a huge percentage of the planet that's already there. And 2-3 years, it's hard to talk in years when the whole thing
right.
is coming together, you know, it's like all funneling. But that's probably my best way to put it.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. No, because I agree. I mean, things are. I think this weirdness and stuff that's out there. I think weird is the new normal. Because it. And I've been. Cause I've noticed too. People having lots of different symptoms and things of. You know, they call them ascension symptoms. So I'm just going to use that phrase. And it is, I've noticed it's very sporadic. It's not a linear process. It's like it's more like a circle or a wheel where, you know, or even I think of it like the zodiac wheel, where like some people, like their 10th house gets lit up, other people's their 5th house, and then their 10th house. And then, you know, it's kind of different areas being kind of, what was the
exactly.
game? With the, is it Simon Says?
The color?
Yeah, you have to, you know, you have different colors lighting up at different times for people. So I think that was a good explanation for it.
The children seem to already be there, you know. They're moving ahead so much faster.
The kids now are so get this stuff so much better than we do. It's not even close.
Well, that's encouraging, though. It's really encouraging. And the babies are going to be, like, super, you know, quick and gifted and moving right along. Although we might not even realize it because they can be kind of smart aleck or whatever, but they really do have it together a lot more than we do. They don't tolerate as much BS. I mean, there's certain ages where you'd never know that, but truly, as a whole, the younger generations, you know, they just don't get it. They don't get the whole illusion and game playing as much. I mean, they like games. I don't mean that. I mean,
I know exactly what you're saying. Because some people, I hear a lot of people complain about the work ethic of the younger people. And it's like, well, they're not buying into an old, outdated, corrupt system. I mean, I would be rebellious too. If I was born into this world right now, you bet your ass I'd be rebellious. I would be, you know, I understand sometimes that comes across as laziness or not wanting to do something. They see how the system is and they so desperately don't want to feed into this old crappy hierarchical system that they at like at all costs. They are wanting to not feed into, like we said about not feeding into the vibrational level. I can imagine it's very hard for, you know, the younger people to go out and work right now, because I think they spiritually, they just get it and see where a lot of people my age, or as one of my favorite comedian Zemo Phillips used to say, born at a more comfortable distance from the apocalypse. we're kind of like, it's taken us, most of the people in my age group, it's taken a long time to wake up. Because we were still, you know, our parents lived through the Depression, and our parents lived through, you know, at least one of the world wars. Just like your dad was in the military, my dad was in the Navy, fought during the Korean War. So we still have some of that that 1950s, you know, thing still, you know, 40s, still instilled in us through our parents. even though we didn't, you know, I wasn't alive in the 50s, but, you know, my dad certainly was. And
you've seen that Facebook video where the little baby is being born, the mom's giving birth to baby, the baby comes out, cuts out his own umbilical cord.
Oh, yeah.
And then he starts working on the laptop, and next thing you know, he puts on some clothes, he jumps off the bed, and he starts walking down the hall. He's just, that's the image I get when I think of kids today.
Right. No, I can't. I mean, I can't be mad at them. Not, I mean, the system is so obviously broke. It's like us older people are, you know, have been slowly waking up, or, you know, with little jumps, you know, for a long time. But it's taken us a long time to get where, to what these kids already understand.
I was born too soon.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so,
well, they had all the wars, and then they had all the drugs, and then it's like,
right,
you know, when we come out of all that, it's like, oh, wow. And the corruption's gotten really, really wild. But thank God for the new generations. They'll pull the rug out from under all this BS and rebuild something better.
Right.
Or maybe nothing at all and let it be.
Right. They'll just be.
Maybe.
Right.
It does feel like that sometimes.
It does.
At times.
It does. Because they're especially the people in their 20s right now, the Pluto and Scorpio people. I mean, Pluto and Scorpio that's the ultimate exemplification of transformation and breaking taboos and redefining the power structure. I mean, that generation is going to change the earth. And it's part of it is by, on the level, they're not, like, kind of like what we talked about earlier, they're not complying. They're not being angry. They're not being hateful. They're just not complying with the crap system that's been set up that, you know, people like me have, you know, gone along, even if didn't agree with it, have gone along with it to some extent. And they're just like, these younger kids are just like, you know what, we're not going to go along with that.
Well, look at the average age of the protesters, too. You know, people protest.
Yeah.
You know, they're young people.
Yep, very much so.
You know, anywhere from, what, 19, 26, around there, and then there's a few old guys in there.
Yeah,
old gals.
A few old hippies, dirty old hippies like us. So
is that Mark and Iggy over there? Why are they wearing those masks? We're the old school. Oh, shoot, we don't need masks anymore.
So. Dang it. Okay. Messed it up. that's my brain. So what do you, that's another thing I've come across, I've heard a couple of people talk about is, and you kind of touched on it a little bit, but our chakras kind of shifting, and I've heard people suggest that we actually have some new chakras that are, two new chakras that resonate with you.
And again, it's like none of this stuff's really new. We're just becoming aware of it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not sure which ones you're talking about, but I know that the higher heart seems to be more readily noticeable in people between the throat and heart chakra. And then there's a fifth eye opening up where people can see the divine more. It's like the angelic realms and the ascended masters. And then as far as our chakra, and I always think of it as music, but the chakra, the regular rainbow that we're all familiar with, above that is like neon colors, and there's like an octave of neon colors, and then above that is another octave of like metallic colors. And that goes on and on. You can call it the stairway to heaven, whatever, but that goes on, and it just shows you if we're done with the rainbow that we're all, you know, trying to ascend past that, then we're in like the higher heaven realms, and then the next is a higher heaven realms. There's a lot of heavens realms, but and I don't even know what's beyond that because I haven't seen beyond the next two octaves. But you know, it doesn't stop, and it may be a circle. I'm sure it's a spiral, but it doesn't stop. So, you know, as our it's not our mind. Our mind doesn't expand all that well, but as our spirit expands, we can, you know, perceive much more of that. And it's just truly amazing and wonderful. And for all the people that are all worried about all the creepy, scary stuff that can happen on, like, you know, after death, it's, that's a very thin layer of disturbance, really, that most people will skip over. The only people that even perceive the scary stuff are the people that had a head injury or something like that, or just got lost, you know. But I'd say like 95% of the people aren't even going to experience that at all. They go right into the good stuff. So, and everyone can get there, you know. But it's wonderful, truly wonderful that everyone's opening up, and they're opening up to unconditional love, their divine heart. They're opening up not just their third eye and intuition, but they're opening up to, you know, the full spectrum of, well, the full spectrum that I'm aware of,
right.
You know, spiritual beings and stuff. So, and a lot of people are picking up on more alien stuff. And I don't know about the labels, and like, it doesn't even matter. If it has a divine purpose, you know, it's good to receive the messages. And if, you know, we just have to learn discernment, and we need to know that anyway. But we are definitely all growing exponentially, really, really quickly and beautifully. And
yeah, no, totally agree. And I think that goes back to what we said earlier on, you know, creating our own reality and everything. So we don't, in fact, because it's easy to get kind of sucked into the, you know, the dark stuff, like there's going to be all this upheaval and all this stuff, and, you know, people expecting like an ascension where 23% of the people are sucked up and all, and that's, you know, that's all like Hollywood stuff. I mean, I kind of feel like this stuff is already happening, and it's like the third, fourth, and fifth dimensional splits, and it's like, you know, it feels to me like we're all, you know, people stuck in the 3D, people in the 4D, people in the 5D. God knows, I don't even know what one I would be in. I feel very 5D sometimes. I feel, you know, 3D sometimes too with things, and 4Ds and whatever, you know, God knows whatever else. But I might have a little 2D. I don't know.
And your sidekick is a unicorn.
Right. But it's, you know, I would say that we've had some really dark stuff that was supposed to have happened in the last year. That I think people keeping their vibrational level attuned to the higher levels has already averted a lot of bad things that were supposed to happen anymore. And I think one of the main things of this entire process, you know, like you had touched on earlier, was, you know, it's kind of all about be here now, focus your energy now on the now, and not worry about, you know, the timelines and the time shifting and everything that's going on. I mean, maybe there is some horrible thing that's supposed to happen from 9 months from now, but, you know, I've seen things shift and jump and whatever so frequently.
Oh, I have too.
It's hard to make astrology predictions for more than 2 weeks from now. I mean, it's gotten really difficult because it's like things are just like shift. Someday I feel like it's a total new world, a total new reality every day. Some days I get up and it's like I feel like I was taken out of my body, or everything around me was stolen and replaced with an almost exact replica.
Yep, and you're probably not all wrong about that either. You know, because it's all just a hologram, and we can easily, yeah. There's many times where I'm like, wait a minute, this isn't quite the same, but it's usually an improvement from what I recall. And, yeah. And with me, I just, you know, I'm always like, well, my kids are here, this is good, you know, and I can deal with the rest of it. But, yeah, we can definitely avert a lot of things. I see it happen all the time. And, of course, with energy work and things like that, too. But but mostly humanity as a whole, just, you know, raising their vibration and positive thoughts, you know.
Right.
And not just, you know, people are like, oh, flowers and, you know, hippies and, you know, whatever. And I don't mean that kind of, I mean, that's great too, but I'm talking like, you know, serious, like, you know, aligning yourself and truly positive thoughts and not just, you know, throwing, you know, kisses at somebody or whatever, which is always fun, but you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, seriously, mindfully, you know, being positive and loving.
Right. Yeah, I totally understand, too, because, you know, there's no, I know people, too, that, it's like they kind of, I don't want to say get stuck on the light side, too, but not knowing, not understanding or knowing that there's dark also makes it, I think you've got to merge the light and the dark, just as you've got to merge the physical and the spiritual to really get a grasp on what's going on and to really evolve. It's kind of like not having all your chakras open. If you do not have the grasp of totality and, you know, understand that there's dark working with the light, you can't possibly integrate everything unless you put all the pieces together. And you don't want to dwell in the dark and stuff, but you have to kind of recognize that that's one portion of reality, one portion of our experience here. And so,
what keeps all the wheels spinning? It's like magnetic polarity. It's and pH balance and all that, but it keeps everything spinning. And without light and dark, it would be stagnant. And so, you know, and not all, like, we judge that not all dark is negative, and not all negative is bad. You know what I mean? It's like if we look at it as like night and day, like nighttime can be rest time. You know, so it's like. We throw so many judgments and labels on stuff, and of course
right.
It can be like really horrendous too. But if we don't, you know, prejudge it or whatever, it's not all like, you know, people, they just love judging everything. But it light and dark and negative and positive and all that isn't necessarily, you know, like demons and angels or whatever. It's you know, it's just emotion, I guess.
Right, because if not, then you just end up, you know, being in denial to part of reality, and that's kind of, on a 3D level, that's like, that's how our country's
yeah.
gotten to the place where it is just, you know, through denial of things. Mm-hmm. Our government would never do that. Our politicians wouldn't kill us.
No.
Just because they continually...
Blind faith, yeah.
Right. Yeah, blind faith always works out really well.
As we all know from love.
yes. Worked out really good. Just completely ignore everything going on around us, right? So we've got, how much time do we have left here? We've got 7 minutes. Is there anything you want to... thanks for staying on extra. I kind of told you it'd be an hour, and I've just kind of stolen you for. So thanks for staying on with us. Is there any other points? Any other things you'd like to bring up? Any messages? Any, you know, cookie recipes?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you and tell you that I'm very honored. And I do want people to, you know, take advantage of the miracles of the season. You know, whether any of the Christmas stories and all that kind of stuff are true or not, doesn't matter. It's a very magical time because people are upbeat and do have that, hold that vibration for miracles. So take advantage of that, you know, share a little love, play a little lottery, you know, that kind of thing. Just I think the holiday season will be positive for most people. Try not to get depressed and brokenhearted. And here, let me see what I can pick up on the... Okay. Well, a lot of wisdom's coming in from the divine for gifts for everybody. So we'll all become a bit wiser and understand things a lot more. They're sending some joy in and some drops of yod, which I don't see that often, but it looks like little golden teardrops, but it's... It's like giving us a little substance to make manifestation happen. So, like, if you want to manifest your dream but you don't have enough substance, whether it be money or energy or whatever, the drops of yod come and kind of give you that elixir of life to birth your dreams. So that's pretty sweet. And really, our alignment is looking pretty good right now. By Christmas, it looks so much better. And it's just a very good time for us spiritually. We'll feel centered. We'll feel balanced. Things, it's like we're letting go of a whole bunch of, like cutting a bunch of rubber bands or carpal tunnel, you know, surgery or something. We're just going to feel so much freer, and like we're not towing this big line. And so we should just make the most of the momentum we'll have after that, because we'll kind of get propelled forward quite a bit. And in a very good and positive way, so we should definitely take advantage of that. And so this, you know, for the rest of the month, definitely, put some positive dreams in there. And you know, what are the next couple steps you'd do if you had the momentum you needed to make those things happen, and count on them to happen. And yeah, no, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. No. Yeah. No. I totally agree that all those. I think all those sound very accurate. I think it's definitely after we get past the 20th area, I think things are going to continue to lighten up after that. And some of these, you know, upheavals and stuff we have are to somebody had. I think it was Julie North had called these baggage checks. Where it's like we're asked to release. Yeah, I liked it. We're kind of asked to leave some of our baggage at each of some of these big energy bumps. And I think, as you know, if you don't leave your baggage, then it's even more cumbersome at the next energy stop. So I think, you know, as we go through these bumps, even though they're kind of traumatic at the times, we're releasing, you know, old karma and old, you know, things that we're figuring out, and just care, you know, getting lighter at each one. And I think, and two, after the 23rd, when Saturn goes into Sagittarius, I think things are really going to lighten up as well. I think that, the Saturn and Scorpio energy has worked pretty well for me, especially for most of the last year. But I think that the intensity and the heaviness of it can be a bit much after a while. So I think, and you know, after the 23rd, when Saturn goes into Sagittarius, it's all about Sagittarius is the big picture sign, and it's all about reinventing ourselves. So kind of like, you know, we're talking about with manifesting and reinventing things and letting go of the old paradigms. I think we will, you know, we really have a chance to really build our new reality, you know, more creativity, build the things that we want. I think as we keep away, you know, deal with the old karma and the negative vibrations and keep those at bay, or deal with them and, you know, release them, I think we're able to create a, you know, a better and better vision of what we want for our future. So we got about 90 seconds here. So I want to thank you very much for coming on. You've been a wonderful guest.
Well, thank you, and happy holidays. You've been a wonderful host.
Thank you, and I think we will probably want to have you on again with an updated Cosmos report here in a early. Maybe we'll have you on around March when our
when everything goes. Yeah, that would be great.
We'll have a birthday fish fry, and I'll just have all my fellow Pisces on. We'll just. So,
that works.
Thank you for coming on, and we will certainly talk to you in the near future, and we will see you at the Gift of Light Expo.
Thank you very much. I look forward to seeing you also, and happy holidays to both you guys and everybody else out there. Thank you,
Casey.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Okay. Awesome guest there.
Mark, time to return to the ship.
Okay, well, Mr. Garcia, I think this is it.
All right, I'll see you guys when you get back on Earth.
Have a good weekend, everyone.
Abracadabra.